10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Good afternoon and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley. I'm John Coomer. I'm the interim director of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and your host. Our guests today are Desiree Paris from the Good Samaritan Society Hospice, Beverly Swante from the Chino Valley Elks, and Katherine Anderson from the Regional Economic Development Center and Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and also always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Welcome back, everybody. We have our first guest today is Ms. Desiree Paris. Desiree is a hospice account executive, which she tells me is more of a marketing and public relations position, with the Good Samaritan Society in Prescott. Her topic today is debunking the myths of hospice. Welcome, Desiree.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, about 12 years ago, we were talking about this the other day. I had the unfortunate life-ending experience of both my mother and sister-in-law, and didn't really know much about hospice at the time. But the experience that both of them had at two different hospices, where they were treated with such dignity and caring and love, for the final hours and final days of their lives was amazing. And, you know, we don't like to talk too much about death, but knowing that hospice is available, knowing what they do, and knowing that we have a great, at least one great hospice here in the Prescott area. And I'm just going to turn it over to you to talk a little bit about what you've seen as the myths and hope to educate our public here.
Right. Well, thank you, John, for that. And sorry to hear about your sister-in-law and the experiences that you had. But you're right. We don't like to talk about hospice. And we live in that society where it's hush-hush. And the bottom line is, though, it's inevitable. We're all going to face death. And it's just how well we live our life during that time. And death isn't an option for any of us, but we do have choices about the services that we use at the end of our life. So with hospice, what is hospice exactly? Well, hospice provides care, comfort, and support for individuals in the late stage of an incurable disease to help them live the remainder of their lives as comfortable as possible. And like you mentioned, you know, to let them have dignity during that time as well. Many people believe that considering hospice care signifies giving up hope, or the individual feels that their families have given up on them, or the families feel that their loved one has just quit fighting. And this can't be further than the truth. This is not a true perception at all. Hospice helps individuals and their families make the most of life that remains. It helps them understand that even though death can lead to pain and sadness and anger, it also serves as a time for reunion and remembering and laughter and hope, which I'm sure you experienced as well during that time, John. You know, hope that hospice can help the individual to live the fullest of their life as well.
Well, you know, I've seen recently, it seems that healthcare providers are talking more openly with their patients as they approach the end of their lives, and they're open and honest with them, and that's very good education as well.
Right.
But another misconception is it costs a lot of money.
Right.
And I know it's expensive, but...
Yes, yeah, and you're right. That is one of the big things I hear is, how much is this going to cost? Well, the fact is that if you are on Medicare, you've paid into it your entire life, so this service is free to you. There will be no cost. With hospice included will be all your medications, any medical equipment that you need, so oxygen machine, a certain bed, all of that is included, and you've paid into that your entire life while being on Medicare.
Another misconception is that it's the place where you die, you know, where you just go to die. And while that is a part of what hospice is there for, is a comfortable end-of-life experience, there's much more.
Right, exactly. So hospice is not a place, but it's a concept of care. So over 90% of hospice care services are provided to individuals in their home. And when I say home, that can be the actual home that they live in, that's theirs. It could be a skilled nursing facility. It could be assisted living facility, wherever is home to them.
And where they're most comfortable.
Exactly. Right. Correct. You know, another thing that I hear often is hospice is only for cancer patients.
Well, when my mom passed, it was old age and some dementia activity, but she never had cancer. But my sister-in-law, when she passed, did pass from a horrible cancer. Mm-hmm. But there's more to those who receive services from hospice.
Correct, yes. And, you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012, and I went through treatment, and I've been able to beat that and get past that. But I've had to stare death in the face during that time. And I've had to have the thought of, who's going to raise my kids? What's going to happen? While I was waiting for results and tests, you know, your mind wanders on, what do I need to do to get everything set up for my end of life? Because that's something you have to think about when you have a terminal illness. And, you know, with it being hospice only being for cancer patients, even though cancer is near and dear to my heart because of what I went through, that is not true at all. You know, like you had mentioned, dementia, Alzheimer's, just any terminal illness at all. And as long as their life expectancy is 6 months or less. Now, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know, you know, when that 6 months I could get in my car today and something mm-hmm. can happen. So it's just an estimate of how you're progressing. Is treatment working? Is it not working?
And that model of care becomes very important when we talk about a 6-month period, because that's when you may want to bring hospice into the home. They're not ready to go to a facility. They're not ready to end their lives at that time, but you still have that transitional service that can come right to you and help you and loved ones with that.
Right. And hospice is about putting the individual back in the driver's seat. It's giving them the choices again. It's no longer are we practicing medicine. We're now saying to this individual, what do you want? This is towards the end of the illness that you have, and we're putting the choices back on the table for you to choose. No longer is a physician going to say, you need to sit in a doctor's office for 3 hours or a waiting room. Now it's about, what is good quality of life for you? What do you enjoy doing? And let's get that back in your life.
So you were sharing your experience, and we are very thankful that you're here and that you seem to have defeated cancer, and you have a long life ahead of you. I'm looking at Desiree. She is nowhere near Medicare at this point. I can guarantee you that. I mentioned earlier, a little bit out of order, that physicians and healthcare providers are more open, seem to be more open today. But with your experience, you didn't wait. You were planning. You were trying to figure out what you needed to do, and you probably hadn't even considered hospice. What can people do today as they age to prepare for that transition to the end of life, even whether or not they're ready? What can they talk about? Should they speak with their healthcare provider? Should they give you a call?
Right. So either one of those are great. I'm always welcome personally myself to come out and just do informationals on, if they align with the hospice philosophy, and not just to speak on behalf of Good Samaritan Hospice, but as well as just if what they're thinking aligns with it, and give them more information. But letting your healthcare provider know that you're open to the end of life talk. That it's not something that you want to wait till the end, that you want to know more information ahead of time before it gets too late.
So do you go out and talk to groups? I mean, whether it's a service club or going to senior centers or other areas?
I do. I go out and I'll speak to groups. I can do presentations. I'd be happy to speak with just the community in general or individuals in their home as well.
Okay. Then they can reach you at the Good Samaritan Society in Prescott.
Yes, they can.
So we were talking earlier, and you moved up here a couple of years ago from Gilbert, where you served on their Chamber of Commerce. Tell us a little bit about what you did down there.
So it's much more populated down there. And so I did the same, very similar thing. I did marketing, and I've always been in marketing or public information, specifically healthcare information, for quite some time now. And so I did a lot of community events, building communities. I helped other businesses grow their businesses, and just educated the public on so many different topics that are important.
Well, we've been talking about possibly getting her involved up here, so we're pretty excited about that, Desiree. So are there any last thoughts you'd like to share with us on hospice, on the Good Samaritan Society up here in Prescott, maybe some of the other things that are available?
Yeah. Well, my final thoughts is, I know that hospice can be a very scary thing, and the word itself, just bringing it up, brings anxiety to a lot of people. But I really want to raise awareness of what hospice really is, and also on what the Good Samaritan Society Hospice here in Prescott can do for them. And I'm hoping that other people start to have the conversation more often with their loved ones or their physicians.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that sort of concludes us for now. We'll be back in a few minutes for more of KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley, where we'll be introducing Beverly Swante from the Chino Valley Elks Lodge.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Seshka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And we're back with our second guest of the day, Ms. Beverly Swante from the Chino Valley Elks Lodge. She's here to talk a little bit about what they do in Chino Valley, a little bit about the Elks over time, and how our local folks can become involved and help out. You know, the Elks have been around for a little while, maybe 100 years or so.
Well, this year happens to be our 105th anniversary for the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks.
105 years.
150.
I thought you said 105. That talks about my hearing a little bit here. And in Chino Valley, they've been around a few years.
We got our charter in 2004 in February.
I remember that. I was there. Not at the charter, but I was in Chino
you were
Valley.
In Chino.
And I was in the paper, yes.
Well, we have about 120 members now.
Wow, that's excellent.
And we meet at the Senior Center every, let's see, it's the first and third Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
In the morning.
No, at night.
At night, okay. It's for evening people, not morning people.
We don't have a lot of morning activities, but we have a few.
So I understand that you are planning to eventually, after 14 years in Chino Valley, hopefully build your own lodge where you
we
can...
We certainly would like to do that.
I remember some good parties at a few Elks Lodges in the past.
That's what we're known for. Mostly in Chino, we're there to help our community.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we sort of try to help the children and the veterans most of all.
Well, two good causes.
Very good causes.
Yeah. You know, we were talking a little while ago about some of the things you did at Del Rio Elementary School with a soccer shoot. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, at the soccer shoot, the teachers help us a great deal with that. They bring out the children at recess. And we run them through just a little scoring event.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of all of the classes we had, the teacher said, could we bring out our Special Olympics children? And we said, sure.
Well, we have a little bit of history in my family with Special Olympics and special needs children. In fact, those students were probably from my wife Jo's classroom at Del Rio Elementary, and I've heard her talk about that, and they have a blast.
They came out in their little wheelchairs, and they took the little soccer ball, and they threw it towards the goal.
Oh, what a great thing to do.
I know. It was really a participation.
And we're talking about veterans, too. So.
Oh, veterans. We go down to the VA hospital in Prescott, and we play bingo with the patients.
Oh, wonderful.
At the hospital every quarter. You know, we kind of have to have enough volunteers so that we can help each patient play bingo.
Oh, wonderful. You know, the Veterans Administration sometimes get criticized, but I got to tell you, my dad is a patient with Northern Arizona Veterans Medical Center, and we've been nothing but pleased with the care they receive there, the support from the community.
The volunteers.
My dad is at the Community Living Center right now, and just this last week there were some young women from the ORM school just sitting there and talking on with a class project, talking to them. They have musical groups come in and do all sorts of things, and it's great to know that the Chino Valley Elks Lodge is among those wonderful
you
volunteers.
You ought to ask your father if we've ever played bingo with him.
Likely not. He's not a bingo guy.
Well, we also have a Veterans Pancake Breakfast on Veterans Day every year, and they actually bus patients to us from the hospital to enjoy our pancake breakfast.
And is that also at the Senior Center?
That's at the Senior Center. This year we had 157 eaters, 72 of which got to eat free because they were veterans.
Oh, that's wonderful that you do that.
So we just have a great time.
You know, I also resemble that. I'm also a veteran, and when I served was post-Vietnam, and the way the public saw the military at that time compared to how we respect our veterans and warriors today is amazing, and it's humbling. It's humbling. I remember my son served in the Army for a few years, and we went down to Phoenix to the airport to welcome him. Every serviceman and woman who came off got a standing ovation. I wish it was that way always, but we have come a long way as a culture in how we respect and appreciate those who have served for us.
So, well, I have some more things I can talk about.
There's no doubt.
What we do for the youth.
Okay.
This is our eighth year providing free dictionaries to every third grader in Chino, Paulden, Seligman, Ash Fork, and Williams.
Wow. How many dictionaries do you distribute?
It's over 300.
Over 300 to
just
every third
graders now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
Wow, that's a great thing. Now, hopefully they know how to use them.
Well, I have been to the school, and I have asked the teacher, do they know how to use a dictionary? And they'll say to me, no, we were waiting for you to bring them to us.
Before we teach them. I
think they're used to us now, don't you?
Well, you're a critical part of the curriculum
for third graders. You got it.
Part of the county. So what else?
Oh, we just do all kinds of wonderful things for the children here. We have a Clothe the Child program at Christmas where we take 25 children shopping at Walmart.
Oh, wonderful.
And spend $100 a piece on them.
That goes away at Walmart.
Yavapai Transit actually takes them down there for us. Down and back. We sing songs. Then we come back to the Senior Center and have a Christmas party with Santa.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's a cool time.
You know, Ron from Yavapai Regional Transit was our guest last week.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he drove one of the buses, and his wife was on one of the buses helping us shop.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm sure now were there seniors there at the same time, or is it mainly just the party?
We have to have a shopper. For every child.
Oh, what a great interaction.
So we have a big party afterwards.
Oh, that sounds
And they get a Christmas present.
Who has more fun, the kids or the seniors?
Oh, I don't know. It's just heartwarming. It really is.
Yeah, I think everybody probably has a great time.
Well, we also, let's see, what else do we do for the children? We have a summer reading program we donate to that helps them in the summer at the library.
Okay.
We do that for Paulden and Ash Fork.
Mm-hmm. Do you go in and read then? Or?
No, we just support the librarians that
okay.
do that for
Wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
yes.
It is good. And we support the Boys and Girls Club. You know, that's over at the community center now.
They're just moving back,
aren't
they?
They're just moving back in. Yes, they are.
You know, and having those after-school activities for our children, it's great to be able to offer that in town again.
Well, the money helps them with snacks.
Oh.
They provide to keep their interest, give them a little food.
You know. Feed them and they will come.
That's true.
So what are your goals? What's coming up next?
Oh, we have all kinds of things. Every year we honor the Fireman of the Year, the Policeman of the Year, and the Deputy Sheriff of the Year.
And that
first
comes
responders.
Up in October.
That's in the fall. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a real event for us.
I remember I didn't have a chance to go to those, but I do read the articles and just see how people receive that. And
it's cool. It's really, really nice. We've got, you know, we take turkeys, 50 turkeys to the Thanksgiving at the food bank.
Uh-huh.
Every year we take down 50 turkeys and make a monetary donation at the same time. So we're really involved in the whole community.
So what are your plans for the future?
Just hang in there and try to get a lodge, get more people we would like to have. We could do more work if we had more volunteers.
Well, and so if somebody's listening and is interested in either joining or
volunteering. They could come down to the senior center, and we got information down there for them to pick up.
Was it the second and fourth? First and third Wednesday.
But
I was going to say second and fourth
they're
Tuesday.
They're closed
so
meetings.
You, how,
you have to be an L to come to the meeting.
Oh, okay. But somebody be invited?
Oh, they can come and speak before the meeting. But no, they're closed meetings.
Oh, okay.
You have to be an L.
Well, but you're looking for more club members.
Always looking.
Lodge
not club.
Members.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
We also help sponsor the blood drive at the high school.
Oh,
we have the blood drives there in conjunction with the students there.
So it sounds like there's no shortage of activities for people.
We are out there all the time.
And you try to make your main fundraising, because it costs money if you're making these donations, is through your bingo nights?
Bingo has a charity. They donate a lot of money to us. And then we have grants that if we meet our goals.
Uh-huh.
We have grants from the higher office. They give us if we're we were able to donate. I think it was $6,000 this year the varying, you know, like the food bank, the Hungry Kids Project.
Well, that's a great project as well.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how many meals they bake every weekend in Chino Valley, but
last
it's something
time
like 120.
I think it's 185.
185 every weekend.
Every week it takes about $1,000 a week to support them.
Yeah. And the Elks Lodge is right in the
right
thick
in
of it.
There helping out. Yeah. Plus Horses with Heart,
mm-hmm.
people who care, money to all of those.
And all great organizations.
Oh, they're all.
You know, being the son of an aging gentleman, Prescott People Who Care have been very helpful. The Chino Valley Senior Center has been very helpful. I have a brother who has special needs who participates at Horses with Heart.
Oh.
And, you know, what a great program they are. And you guys are involved with all of them.
All of them. Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're out there trying to help our community.
So
you think we've covered it all, but I could still go on.
I know
on.
You can talk, and I've been waiting to hear some of the goals. I know you want to build your own.
Well, we would like to have our own
at
lodge.
Some point.
Yes, we would.
But the building's not as important as the service.
No, it's not. We also clean the road between McDonald's and Santa Fe Propane. That's our area to keep it clean.
There's no shortage of trash to pick up there.
Boy,
either,
isn't that
is
the truth?
That's too sad.
The goals are mostly just to get our own lodge and enough people to really help the community.
So who are your members? I mean, in general, are they old, young?
I would say more adult, mature.
Seasoned.
Seasoned?
That word.
You
yeah.
like that
seasoned,
word?
Yeah.
Yes. We're trying for the young, but,
uh-huh.
you know.
And you say you have 100?
We have 120.
And that's, is that a pretty good-sized club for us?
No, that's 14? A small
club. That's a small club.
That's a small club.
So what's an average-sized club then?
Well, Prescott has something like 600 members.
The 600.
Prescott Lodge itself.
So then if we're going to catch up with them, you need to be about 200. We're about the third. About a third.
200 would be really
nice. That's a nice goal.
That would be a nice goal for us, yes.
And then we'll try to help you get the word out.
Oh, I would appreciate that.
Any way we can.
But I can't quit unless I get bingo in there one more time.
You've got to get bingo. Talk about bingo.
Every Tuesday night at St. Catharines. Everybody. It's open to the public.
And St. Catharines is the bingo capital of Chino Valley.
You got it.
So.
Right on 89. Starts at 6:30 with early bird games.
And on
Tuesday night. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday night at St. Catharine Labor.
Yes.
So
I do appreciate you having me so that we could get the word out a little bit about our Elks.
Well, I'm excited that you came and that we had a chance to learn a little more about what you do and how you help our community. I had no idea how much work you did for the youth in Chino Valley and Paulden and all the way up to Ash Fork. That sort of
Williams
surprised me.
Williams and Seligman, yes.
Yeah, and Seligman.
And Seligman.
You know, we don't leave them out.
Well, maybe I can come back again and talk more about, like, we're having a Flag Day ceremony in June.
Wonderful.
We have it every year.
That's
we'll come
a few
back and talk
away.
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can
yeah.
talk about a flag ceremony.
Yeah.
We can talk about
any of our projects.
The next service project that you do and how you know, some of the veteran stuff. And are there any final thoughts you'd like to share
no,
with our
No, I
listeners?
Just appreciate the opportunity to expound on the Elks.
Well, thank you, Beverly. I'm so glad you joined us today. We'll be back shortly with our third and final segment, and we'll be talking about the Chino Valley Job Fair with Catherine from the Chino Valley from Yavapai College. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Prescott Center for the Arts begins the new year with the Neil Simon production of Lost in Yonkers. This Tony Award-winning play is a semi-autobiographical story set in 1942 Yonkers about the trials and tribulations that test family ties and what happens to children in the absence of love. That is the question that lies at the heart of this funny and heart-rending play by one of America's most acclaimed playwrights. The show runs through February 4th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-215-9360. 1-800-215-9360. 1-800-215-9360.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The wheels on the bus won't go round anymore for a Prescott service. The Prescott Transit Authority has announced it's stopping the city bus service that has served the Prescott area for about 96 years. According to transit owner Steve Silvernail, they can no longer fund this service on their own. Without additional financial support, the losses are just too much for the company to absorb, which is well over $50,000 a year. Silvernail adds there's no assistance available through the city of Prescott or other funding. The bus service, which was known as Prescott Whipple Stage, was started in 1922 by Jack Sills and his brother, carrying soldiers from what was known as Fort Whipple to Whiskey Row in downtown Prescott. In 1975, Steve's father Jack bought the service, working at it until his passing in 2011. Silvernail says city bus drivers will be reassigned within the company, so no jobs will be lost. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott News. The Arizona Criminal Justice Commission will have leadership from Yavapai County.
The commission has announced Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk has been named new chairperson for a two-year term. Polk, who was first elected county attorney in 2000, was appointed by former Governor Jan Brewer to serve on the commission in 2012. Polk previously served as vice chair, and she currently serves as chair of the Arizona Prosecuting Attorneys Advisory Council. She's also the past president of the Arizona County Attorneys and Sheriffs Association. The Arizona Criminal Justice Commission, which was created in 1982, carries out various functions regarding the administration and management of criminal justice programs in the state. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight and mostly sunny this week. Expect an overnight low of 33 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 64 tomorrow and a high of 66 on Wednesday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 72 and a high on Wednesday of 73. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Yes! January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The Brewery Elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Today, children everywhere are making preparations for an event of world-shaking significance.
Super Bowl!
KQ&A's place to be Super Bowl Sunday.
A live Super Bowl broadcast is brought to you by
Lamb Chevrolet,
Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling,
Century Payday,
Augie's Restaurant,
the Northern Arizona Suns,
Prescott True Value,
Renovations,
You Pick It,
the Town of Prescott Valley,
Wallach and Volk,
Sun Valley Tire,
Western States Communications,
the Prescott Chamber of Commerce,
Healthy Outcomes in Sedona,
and the Finley Automotive Group.
Beginning at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage,
getting you ready for Super Bowl 52 between the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles.
At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only official Super Bowl 52 pregame,
taking you right to kickoff at 4:35.
Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, AM 1130, and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley. We're here for our third and final guest who is experienced with us recently. It's Catherine Anderson from the Regional Economic Development Center and the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College, and we're talking a little bit more about the Chino Valley Job and Career Fair coming up on February 9th at Del Rio Elementary School.
Yeah, hi, John. Thanks for having me back again.
Always fun. Always fun. So I hear we're up to 43 employers.
Yes.
And they have how many jobs?
Over 600.
Yeah, I thought I saw closer to 700 there. And so a well-prepared applicant can walk in, meet with up to 43 different employers, and if they're dressed and ready to apply, they have their resume. They'll be computer set up for online, and there are some employers ready to hire on the spot, I understand.
Yes, I know of a couple of employers that are coming prepared to do background tests, interviews, all that right there on the spot. So, yes, we're asking the applicants come prepared, look professional, bring your resumes. You could be potentially meeting your future employer right there at the job fair.
So if you're underemployed or unemployed, or you're just looking to make a change, I can't imagine any better place to go than a place in Chino Valley for those of you who live here. With, again, at least 43 employers, because there may be a few more sign up last minute.
Correct.
And be able to interview several times. And if you don't have a job, at least you've been screened or pre-qualified and well into that interview process. I don't think you can do that on Indeed.com or any
no.
of the job sites or knocking on doors or even web searching. So we're pretty excited. 150 came last year. Is that what I heard?
Yes, we had around 150 job seekers attend, and that was the first time we had ever done the job fair in Chino Valley, and we were very impressed at that number. So being the second time out there, we are hoping or anticipating that the numbers will be a lot more than that. We've already surpassed the number of businesses, employers that are going to be attending this year. And I already know, like we said, we're at 43, but I've already heard from a couple more today that are thinking about signing up. So that number could grow in the next few days.
And if you're going to buy an ad on whether it's Indeed or LinkedIn or in a newspaper, it's going to cost you in the hundreds of dollars as an employer. If you're an employer, it's a pretty good deal as well from what I can tell.
Yes, it would cost you $65 to join the job fair, and you're getting in front of, like we said, at least 150 job seekers, if not more, at one time. You know, every day you're going to run another $10 ad and hope that a few people are seeing it.
Well, that's just Craigslist.
And that's just Craigslist, yes. Uh-huh. This is $65, over 100 people coming in at one time that you can sit there and talk to, meet, interview, run your background checks on, and hopefully hire that day.
You know, I had a chance to meet with the committee for the first time, which I am a part of, I've learned. And there's some great organizations just involved with the organization of it between Yavapai College and Catherine and your Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. We have Goodwill.
Yes.
And is it one of the veterans organization, Arizona Work? Is that it?
We have the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs,
uh-huh.
Arizona at Work. And then, as you mentioned, Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona, your wonderful chamber, and Yavapai College.
And we're hosted by Chino Valley Unified School District mm-hmm. at Del Rio Elementary School. And if you don't know where that is, it's at the corner of Road 1 West and Road 2 North, our unique Chino Valley road system there. And if you get to that intersection, it's hard to miss elementary school.
And we will have sandwich board signs up also helping to direct how to get to the school at that point. And I'm sure all the cars in the parking lot on a Friday will also make it a little bit more visible that there's something going on.
And the hours will be 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. with early admissions for the first hour reserved for veterans. Our seasoned employees of 55 and older, and job seekers who may have disabilities. So if you have some mobility issues or something like that, there's a time reserved for you. And it's also a way to thank our veterans by
yes.
giving them the first opportunity to come in and meet with potential employers.
Yes, and just to make it clear, even though that first hour is reserved for those groups of people, if they can't make it during that time frame, they are more than welcome to come anytime up to 2 o'clock. We just wanted to set aside that hour just to give those guys a little bit of opportunity to get in there before, you know, the doors open. And last year, like when it opened, we already had a line of people.
Line
so
of people
just to make it a little easier, like when we have the people with disabilities, just a little bit easier to come in and get with those employers.
And who are some of the employers? What industries do we see coming?
We have all industries covered. We have manufacturing, healthcare, education, retail, you name it. It's going to be there. I have a list. I'll read some of them just to give you guys an idea, because there are 43 of them, so I'm not going to read them all. But we do have Bean Drywall, Caring Presence, Delaware North Company, Drake Cement, Elwood Staffing, European Techniques, Fan Contracting, who is one of our sponsors of the event, Good Samaritan Society, who I believe was here earlier in the show.
Desiree here with them.
Yes. Goodwill Retail Stores, Home Depot and Lowe's are both attending. We have Humboldt Unified School District and Prescott Unified School District. I was almost going to say Prescott Valley School District. NAU Prescott Valley. We have the Phoenix Police Department that's coming up here. ResCare Home Care, the Meadows of Northern Arizona, the Town of Chino Valley, the Town of Prescott Valley, Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, Yavapai County Human Resources, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and then for our veterans, we have what we call Veterans Row at the event, and we will have Yavapai College Trio Veterans Upward Bound there, U.S. Vets, and then we will also have the Vets Administration there.
The Veterans Administration.
Veterans Administration there. All there to help our veterans with resources, whether they're looking to go back to school or looking to get back into the workforce. We appreciate everything our veterans have done, and so we want to help them out.
And that's always good to hear. And there are part-time jobs, full-time jobs, seasonal, a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. And I forgot to, we will also have the Prescott Army Recruiting Center. So we even have some military that will be on site.
And we have, and since we're in Chino Valley and it's on a Friday, we don't have school on Friday, so you don't have to worry about competing for parking with teachers and school buses or any of that. And the other good thing is that if you're a high school student looking for that seasonal employment, there'll be opportunities there as well. I know the town of Chino Valley always hires lifeguards and people to work in the aquatic center.
Yes.
I know a number of employers have summer jobs available.
Yes, and I do recall that on one of the I think it might have been from Town of Chino Valley when they turned in their form, but I do remember seeing that somebody was hiring for their recreation center. Mm-hmm. So yes, whatever age you are, there is something there for you. So please show up. Don't be like, well, I'm only 16, there's nothing for me, or I'm 75 and there's nothing for me. We'll have jobs for every age, every demographic, male, female, you name it, there's something there for you.
That's great. That's great. And every skill set, too.
Every skill set,
education,
yes.
Education level, entry level to experienced.
Yes, correct.
What a great opportunity. We're really excited about that, and we're excited to be a part of it. So Yavapai College, let's talk Yavapai College and what you do for them for a few minutes in the economic development area and the small business development center.
Yavapai College, I am a program assistant for both those departments, the Regional Economic Development Center and Small Business Development Center. And as part of the Economic Development Center, I put on these job fairs. Mm-hmm. I do lunch and learns. I do the Arizona town halls with our local high schools, bringing them in and giving them a little bit of experience of what the town hall programs do. I wear many hats. I call it work with our workforce. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy doing these job fairs in the town halls, these lunch and learns, and helping our local community.
You know, one thing I did pick up at the committee meeting I attended last week was that the people in that committee genuinely, without an exception, care about the community, care about developing jobs, care about veterans, care about students, and seem to like each other as well. So that's a pretty good combination when you're trying to put an event on like this.
We really, truly do like each other. And yes, that committee, they do want to help, and they are always looking for more ways to help. They're always contacting other agencies, other resources, whatever they can do to bring more services? What, like every year we look at the job fairs. What can we do? What, how can we make it better next year? What can we do to bring more job seekers or more companies out there? And can we bring more things to help the job seekers? Oh, and we should comment on that. For the job seekers, there's going to be some resources for those that maybe need some assistance with their resumes or interview skills. They're going to be doing that at the chamber.
Right. Right. I don't know if we have a schedule set up yet.
I don't think
we
do yet.
We'll try to get that word, and it'll be posted on our website, and we'll put it on Facebook as well. But we'll have some folks out helping you with your resumes, helping you with online applications. And at the job fair itself, there's going to be a setup with four or five laptops on Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Where if you think that's an opportunity for you, you go to one of the employers and they say you need to apply online, do it right then and there.
Yes,
don't waste time.
Exactly. And because, like we said, these organizations help so much, you could pull anybody from Goodwill or Arizona at Work, DES aside, and say, can you help me word this better? I'm not quite sure how I should put this in on my online application. You know, I want to sell myself. And you should sell yourself. That's
what
it's about. And they will come help you. Or if they're going to give you an online interview, same thing, or an online interview, an on-the-spot interview, go over to one of those individuals, and they can give you, like, some real quick prep for it. Like, let me throw some interview questions at you and see how you'll answer them. Because, again, they do care. They want to help this community much.
In my career, I've hired several hundred employees. And you typically know within seconds whether or not this is a serious applicant or a good applicant, how they make eye contact, how they shake your hand, how they appear, how they're dressed, their articulation, and their preparation. You can tell within, 15, 30 seconds.
Yes, that is very true. And so on that note, and we say it every time, but we always remind people, please dress professionally. I mean, this isn't the big city. This isn't L.A. or San Diego, Phoenix. So we're not expecting you to come in
suits.
You don't need to come in suits and ties. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. Uh-huh. But don't come in your pajamas, your jeans with holes in them, your flip-flops.
Pajamas, seriously?
Seriously, we've had it. And slippers. And some people that didn't even brush their hair. Come looking professional. And that might be a pair of jeans for you and a nice shirt and a nice pair of boots.
If you want to be taken seriously, you gotta look professional, prepare. And you're not going to have a better opportunity than this to get in front of some great employers in our area.
Over 40 of them at one time.
Again, that's in Chino Valley at Del Rio Elementary School, a corner of Road 1 West and Road 2 North. And hours are from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., with the first hour reserved for 55 and older, or our seasoned workers.
Yes.
Veterans of our uniformed services, and for those with disabilities.
And for a complete listing of everybody, all the businesses that are attending, you can go to yc.edu/REDC. And that list changes almost daily.
So any closing thoughts for this?
Please come out to the job fair. This is your chance. If you're looking for a full-time job, part-time job, second job, looking for a better job, don't miss this opportunity.
And if you come out and you see any of us, say hello. We'd love to get to know you. I know that our Chamber of Commerce and some of our other sponsors would like to get to know you as well. And who knows, you may leave with a much better paying and better hours and just an overall better employment situation. Well, thank you, Catherine. Thank you for joining us today. And I think you'll be back next week. Is that where our plan is?
I'll be back one more time, yes.
One more time. And that's about it for this segment. So we'll be back shortly with some final words.
Stay warm. warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Welcome back one more time as we close out this week's show on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley. You know, we have some interesting stuff coming up in the next few weeks with the Chino Valley Chamber. Tomorrow morning is our Women in Business Breakfast, and we're sold out, unfortunately, for that. But I bet you if you showed up, we'd find a way to get you in. On the 9th of February, you just heard Catherine and me talk about the 2018 Job and Career Fair at Del Rio Elementary School in the corner of Road 2 North and Road 1 West. A few days later, on February 14th, and there'll be a lot of hearts around that day, I guess, is the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Annual Economic Development Luncheon with the town and GPREP representing the region, and they'll be presenting their updates. That, unfortunately, is sold out. On February 21st, we'll host Business Breakfast Roundtable with Mayor Daryl Croft and Vice Mayor Lon Turner. And that's limited to 20 participants for this and all chamber breakfasts. Sign up for additional information online at chinovalley.org. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we'll be back next Monday at the same time for Talk of the Town Chino Valley on KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.